going to the phones, where we're joined by Tawana Richardson. She's from Keep Watch and making their weekly visit with us. Tawana, welcome back. It's good to have you back with us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Good morning.
First of all, for those of our listeners who might not be familiar, maybe this is the first time they've heard about Keep Watch, tell us about the ministry of Keep Watch and what you guys do.
The mission of Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our communities. And so we do this by small groups of people doing weekly prayer walks through the schools before or after the school day.
And Tiana, you guys have been doing this, about 5 years, is it?
We're coming up on year six, yeah.
Well over 100 schools now in many states. Really amazing how this ministry has grown and expanded.
God has been doing amazing things, and with the launch of on-demand training, now we're able to train volunteers anywhere, anytime, any place, and so we really feel like that's really going to allow the ministry to really expand all over the United States.
Yes, and I think a great point to point out that all the prayer warriors who go into these different schools, they're all trained. They've all been, like you said, through the training. They're certified. There's background checks, so we're not just throwing people into schools.
Absolutely. We want to protect our children. We want to assure the staff there that everyone has been background checked and gone through training. Absolutely. So we have a certification process. It's very simple, but you can go through keepwatchprayer.org for more information if you'd like to become a volunteer.
Very cool. And I imagine if you'd like to have Keep Watch into your school as well, that'd be a place to go and let them know that you'd be interested in getting Keep Watch in your school.
Absolutely.
And you guys also do a prayer theme each week. So each week you have a different theme as you pray for different schools throughout the area. What is your theme this week?
This week we are focused on listening and hearing, yes.
The God who hears. So give us an example. How does this look when you would pray for a school? You know, I've asked you to come down to XYZ Elementary School to pray. And so how would you pray for this school as you come through and pray this theme through the school?
So we would gather together in a central location, maybe in a library or in the foyer. A lot of our prayer walks are outside right now. But we would gather together and we would go through our prayer focus. And so we'll do that right now. Lord God, we praise you. We praise you that you hear. Your word says, I love the Lord because he hears and answers my prayers. Because he bends down and listens, I will pray as long as I live. Lord, we give you thanks for listening to our prayers. You, the creator of the universe, are not too busy or distracted to hear our voices. I just thank you that you are faithful to hear and to answer our prayers. And we pray for hearts that listen. Your word says that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. So God, we pray for a new movement of hearts that will listen for your voice. When we hear, may we not harden our hearts, but trust you in obedience. Thank you in advance for the healing and blessing that will come as a result of hearing your voice. We pray for students and staff to know your voice, to hear your voice, and then to respond in obedience. And God, we pray for hearts to hear of needs and to meet them. Your word says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. May our school community listen well during this difficult season in which COVID has changed our daily realities. May we become aware of needs of individuals as well as district-wide needs. May we look beyond our own interests to see and creatively meet the needs of others. So help us to be the hands and feet of you as we focus on the needs of others. God, we just thank you for using us. We thank you for the things you're doing, the way you are transforming schools and transforming hearts. And we just thank you for this time to come boldly to your throne of grace. We trust you. We depend upon you. You are good. You are merciful. You are kind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tiana Richardson joining us from Keep Watch. And a reminder, just as Keep Watch is praying for schools throughout the week, we like to highlight a different school each week, and I'm not sure that we have one this week. So if you'd like to have your school prayed for this week, all you have to do to nominate your school is email or text us to studio@yeshome.com. Tell us the name of your school, where it's located, and give us two or three things that we can pray for that school, and we'll make you our prayer focus for the week here at Yes FM, as we'll pray for you each day on the air. And Tiana, once again, give folks the website if they want to find out more information about Keep Watch and the ministry you guys have.
The website is keepwatchprayer.org.
Hey, Deanna, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.